They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants members of former President Joe Biden's administration to voluntarily testify before a subcommittee he chairs on the former president's health in office. Johnson sent letters to 28 Biden aides and cabinet members to appear before the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettled throughout the U.S., including in Wisconsin. And the Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will impact Wisconsinites. The agency says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for the next couple of days. Our high today right around 65. Tonight we're going to drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, showers 63. We'll see a little more sunshine Thursday with a high near 71. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 702 with 30 and special on Max FM.
You Reedsburg's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Attention, I tell you, man.
We got a great show tonight.
Do you know what time it is?
Nope.
But I did say it would get your attention.
Oh, it's early morning, actually.
Whoa! Don't attack before I've had my coffee.
Just calmly pour yourself a cup of joe and focus.
Get yourself a cup of coffee. And...
wake yourself up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Let the games begin!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Let the games begin. Yes, it is a Tuesday, not a Monday. It does feel like a Monday, but no, Tuesday all day long. In case anyone's curious, Tuesday, May 27th. I hope everyone had a great weekend. We're so happy you could join us today. And Emily, what a great way to open the show this morning, right?
Absolutely right. I mean, after a long weekend and some beautiful weather, what a nice way to start a Tuesday morning. And I told myself this morning, this may or may not have anything to do with that, I just was telling myself this morning, don't say it's Monday on the radio.
Right.
Over and over again, because I just knew it. I was going to be like, happy Monday, Dave. Happy Monday, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
It is. And, you know, I like how that opener started up for us this morning. That was absolutely priceless. You know, It's a good way to get going on Tuesday morning.
I know, absolutely. You always get some good ones in there. I don't know how he does it, folks. I really don't. Everybody, we'll just give ourselves a silent round of applause for Dave for all the things that he does for us every morning. I can hear him, Dave. They're cheering for you.
Yeah, I know. It was a fun one. It seemed appropriate for a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a slight chance of showers. It'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, those slight shower chances continue mostly cloudy, a low of 51. On Wednesday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 65. Thursday, chance of afternoon showers, mostly sunny, a high of 73. On Friday, we have a slight chance of showers on the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Be sunny with a high of 79. Currently, 52 degrees outside the Max FM studios. We are watching the weather forecast closely for Friday because it is the Baraboo High School graduation on Friday night. And the intent is to hold that outdoors. So there's two changes to the Baraboo High School graduation this year. One, provided the weather is going to be cooperative, it'll be outdoors. Second, starts at 7 p.m., not 8 p.m. Traditionally, the graduation at Baraboo High School has been at 8 p.m. It is at 7 p.m. this year. So two things for everyone to be aware of that will be streaming on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. So if you're not able to make it to graduation, tune in to our Facebook page. We will be streaming it live. We will be there working fast and furious Friday to get that all set up, whether it's outdoors or indoors. Also, the other thing I want to mention this morning, we have our big deal of the day. Yes, you heard me correctly. We're doing a big deal of the day on Tuesday. We wanted to do something special today for all of you getting back into the office, and we thought, what a better way to do it than to save some money? Go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, save big. Half off a $150 certificate to Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss. Today, that certificate is just $75. No code required. They develop a plan that's customized just for you. Go check that out. And, you know, the other thing to remind everyone is we're going to celebrate our Pets of the Week at 8:10 this morning. Thank you to the Saco Humane Society for getting us that information. Normally, that's a Monday thing. We're doing that on Tuesday. And
yep, everything's all flip-flopped, but that's okay. We can handle it, right?
We're
keeping everybody together on what day of the week it is. The fact is it's on top of an awesome 3-day weekend, now we only have a 4-day work week.
That is a good
point.
It is a great thing. And then the other part of this, too, is if you're a City of Baraboo resident, your garbage pickup that would normally be on Mondays on Tuesday, everything's delayed by one day. So if today's your normal pickup, don't worry. Put those cards out. Have them ready to go tomorrow morning. And Friday, if your garbage pickup is on a Friday, it gets picked up on Saturday. Got to keep reminding myself of that. I remind all of you of that as well. So one day delay on pickup of garbage in the City of Baraboo. And it's the fun keeps continuing, Emily. A study found last year, America swears more than any other country. I don't know what in the, sorry, they're talking about. And now an even bigger study found that it's really true, at least online, Emily.
At least online. Researchers in Australia analyzed almost 2 million web pages from 340,000 sites, ..
Wow.
Which is over 1.7 billion total words. And they find the U.S. leads all other English-speaking nations in online cussing. I think cussing is just a funny word in itself because I don't know that a lot of people use that one anymore. At least I haven't heard it for a while. So that's why I just went ahead and read that out there. That was okay. They did ask if it's wrong to feel oddly patriotic about this. I had to throw that in there. That is just hilarious because I don't know. There was a small part of me that I was like, all right.
Yeah. No. We're proud of ourselves for knowing those sentence enhancers, as I like to call them. Now, around
very good.
Around one in every 3,000 words we write is a curse word. The UK is next at one in every 4,200 words, and Australia is one in every 4,500. One in 3,000 may not sound like a lot until you think about all the news sites and other websites that never use swear words, radio included. Now, the stats for blogs.
That goes for us.
Yep. Now, we're talking about stats for blogs. Around one every 2,300 words on American blogs is a curse word. Now, Emily, they went broad with what counts as swearing.
They did. So there's traditional versus non-traditional. They did go broad. What counts as, quote, swearing? So the 597 words they scanned for, included everything from the F word. Did not say it. Just so you know, just saying it. Two more benign things like, quote, jerk and, quote, C-R-A-P.
Yeah, I can't
People
say
do
that.
Think that's a swear word.
I know.
I said it once when my kids were little at a soccer game, and this other kid was like, your mom just swore. I was like, oh, my bad.
That's so, not a swear word, but.
I don't think so, but some kids were raised up. I mean, it's like swear word versus don't say it, it's a bad word, or don't say it, it's yucky, or like negative or whatever. Those things, that's a real thing for, you know, kids to feel if their parents don't want them to talk in a negative way or whatever.
Right.
Use words that describe something that's yucky. So I appreciate that the kid called me out, but I was kind of like, what? That's not a swear word.
So guilty as a mom saying that word. You're like, wait a minute. What did I do? What on earth? Now, the Aussie researchers behind the study almost seemed angry that Australia didn't rank first. They suggested the results might be different with spoken language. Quote, one possible explanation is that Australians are more conservative when they write online, but not so much when they're face to face, Emily.
I guess that's I guess that's true. I've not yet been to Australia, but when I finally get a chance to go someday, I will return back and probably have a worse potty mouth than I already do. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I totally talk clean all the time. I'm very very well spoken and never have a potty mouth. Either way, you know, congrats to America. When it comes to cussing, you're pretty dang good at it. They got that in there. D-A-N-G is a good way to get around swearing. So, yeah. Yeah, there's a small part of me that, like, feels pretty cool about that.
I figured you would. When I saw this story this morning pop up into my feed, I was kind of chuckling. Now, I know somebody very well, and I'm not even going to say his name because he may be listening, his lovely wife may be listening, and he uses the F word a lot. I mean, it's just every other sentence includes him. One day I was sitting there and I'm like, wow, and I remember a friend of mine going, wow, he says a lot. I'm like, yeah, he does. And, you know, it's I say sentence enhancer. Now, I try not to because obviously with us being on radio, we don't want those things slipping out. And that's something that is important to me. And then the other thing is I realize if I'm out in public, they go, hey, it's a radio guy. And he's talking like that. And, yep. So that's the other part of it. Or if you're around kids, that's the other aspect of it. So I'm definitely trying to be very careful with it. I mean, now when you smash your finger with a hammer, sometimes those things just slip out, right?
Yeah, I would have to say, yeah. Or like if you like this one, I'm classic for this. Roller coasters, I can't stop it. It just happens. It comes flying out of my mouth. And then, like, jumping into, like, really, really, really cold water, right? Like, if it's, like, early in the season, you go swimming in a lake and it's really cold.
Oh, yeah.
That happens to that will elicit something, usually, from me. But that's just, I think, it's like the hammer and the finger. It's just kind of like your shock, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of what happens to you when you're in shock in that way. So, but otherwise, I mean, it also does depend on who you're talking to, people you grew up with. You know, if you grew up with them in a time in your life that there was more casual conversation, let's put it, then I think that it's easier to kind of fall into that lingo again. And that goes for saying things like dude and stuff like that just kind of still stay and sometimes in your vernacular, right?
Right.
And then industry, right? Like if you're...
Oh, yeah.
construction work, restaurant work, like, I mean, and I'm not trying to generalize. I think everybody out there can agree. Like certain industries, it's very common to have certain language color your expression.
Right, exactly. Well, and I
we gotta watch our P's and Q's though, for sure.
We do. And one of our listeners said, well, if you smash your finger hard enough, you just can't talk at all, which is very true as well. So I get that. That's exactly correct. So yeah, it's one of those things. Let us know your thoughts. We'd like to know, what are your thoughts on swearing? Appropriate, not appropriate, and do you do it more when you're talking or more when you're writing? All texters will remain anonymous. You can text us 608-355-9970, or you can text us via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. You got to scroll down a little bit to find him. He's somewhere in the middle there now. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and let us know your thoughts. Do you swear more when you're talking or writing? I think I know the answer to this, but I want to see what our listeners have to say. Text me and let me know. Or you can also leave us a voice memo via the free Civic Media app. Again, keep it clean. All recordings are saved.
Please keep it clean.
Yes.
The text, too. You don't have to swear at us to prove that you swear.
No swearing on the text line, please. I do not want to see that happening this morning. And so we want everyone to be on their best behavior. But let us know your thoughts. Do you swear? And do you do it more when you're writing or when you're talking? Or do you not do it at all? We're kind of curious. 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with us at 740 as we celebrate some celebrity birthdays.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
And we're going to go with our theme this morning in just a second. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. You heard it playing just a few minutes ago in our show opener. Here is Twisted Sister. We're not going to take any more on a Tuesday morning on Max FM.
That easy to the doubts that complicate your mind. We've been sadness when I don't know what to say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just start with the facts? Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no time.
And more in 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:29 on Tuesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. As a reminder, we are doing a listener poll this morning. We want to know what your thoughts are on swearing. Is it something that you do? Is it acceptable? And do you do it more if you're talking or writing? Let us know your thoughts. All texters remain anonymous. You can text us at 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Mini app, like for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap the text option and text us your thoughts, or you can also do a voice memo as well. And we just want to know what your thoughts are on that. Also, speaking of texting, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, text those into us now, 608-355-9970. We will celebrate those with our celebrity birthdays at 7:40. Coming up, we're telling you all about that big deal today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Have a look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
Today's MaxFM Big Deal of the Day. Get ready for a healthier spring and summer with Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss. They are a DNA-based program that helps reset a patient's metabolism and give them the tools for healthy weight management for a lifetime. Dr. Angela provides support and guidance throughout the program to address needs on a day-to-day basis. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $150 gift certificates for just $75. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
There were many school referendums this spring. And in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools. But those funds are not getting to our schools. And we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And welcome to Memorial Day!
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for the next couple of days. Our high today right around 65. Tonight we're going to drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, shower 63. We'll see a little more sunshine Thursday with a high near 71. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on, Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll, living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. A little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. 7:40 on Tuesday morning, and that was UB40, Red Red Wine. And I'm not sure if wine was involved in this, but we have the social media post of the morning. Quote, "I don't know who you are or what you did or why you did it, but your clothes are spread down the shoulder of Highway 33 between Baraboo and Portage." Not sure what was going on this morning on Highway 33, Emily, but that was an interesting post that I just...
Say that again. Someone's clothes are spread along the highway, and they're in 33 between Portage and the Dells.
Wait, between Baraboo and Portage, it says... Yeah, your clothes are spread down the shoulder on Highway 33 between Baraboo and Portage. And so, yeah, not sure what's going on this morning on Highway 33, but if you're missing your clothes, that's where they're at.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if someone just had like a really weird laundry mishap, or maybe they were on their way to, you know, Goodwill or something, and a bag cut loose in the back. But yeah, like Dave said, if you're missing your clothes... They're on Highway 33 along the side of the highway there. And if anyone knows anything about this, or especially if you are the clothes misser, please let us know what's going down. We want to hear from you.
Or send
us a
picture.
Text us on the Civic Media app. know what's happening. If anyone knows anything about this, this is great. I mean, this is what live radio is all about. You can only get stuff like this. Like, we see something, someone posted something, we report it to you, we ask what's going on, we want more info. Inquiring minds want to know, why are your clothes out there on Highway 33? I don't know. Dave's voice went up a few octaves here, so that means he's not going to be able to talk for a minute.
Oh, no, I'm good. We're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays in just seconds. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary locally today, text those in now, 608-355-9970. And as I'm looking at this list of celebrity birthdays, somebody was particularly punchy on this list, so we will read these with caution today. Emily, we're going to start out with Lily Rose Depp, 26. Johnny Depp's daughter, and her acting credits include last year's Nostofu and two Kevin Smith movies, Yoga and Tusk. I've not heard either one of those. Chris Colfer is 35. He was Kurt on Glee. Ben Feldman is 45. Jonah on Superstore. Who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Sure. We also have Shanola Hampton is 48. Gabby on Found and Veronica Fisher on Shameless. Andre 3000 is 50. Ooh. If you don't know who that is, of course, he's one of the duo of the group Outkast. Apparently, and I did not know this, Erykah Badu is the mom of his kid. Didn't know that. All right, cool. The Outkast jam Miss Jackson apparently is about how that relationship did not work out. I didn't know that either. Sorry about that, Erica. You know I'm a fan of yours. I am also a fan of Andre 3000 and Outkast. I'm sorry your relationship didn't work out. But Andre 3000 is 50. That put some things in perspective for us. Hopefully, maybe you can find some Outkast music to mess with the playlist.
Oh, I'm already on it. Well, and you know I'm not going to play the custom version of when Mike Ganger was singing along to this one time. And goodness. Yeah. One of our former
folks. Would he have to be on the list of the swearing allowed?
No, it was It was pretty funny. And we got a good chunk out of that. When his last day here, we had dug up that audio and we played it for him and sufficiently embarrassed him. So, yes, we all do those things. We're singing along to the radio and Outkast. That just makes me giggle. So that is definitely coming up this morning.
Good.
Let's see. Jamie Oliver, 50. Jack McBrayer, 52. Kenneth Page on 30 Rock. And we also have Paul Bettany, 54. He's the Vision in the Avengers movie Jarvis and all the Iron Man movies as well. So
he's the one there. Yeah, he's got the Vision, right? He has the thing on his head where he could control everything, right? Yeah,
He is the Vision.
All right, Joseph Fiennes is also 55 today. He is Commander Waterford on Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale, Monsignor Howard on American Horror Story Asylum, and Will Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love. He's also Rolf Fiennes' brother. Not a big surprise there, as that's a specific last name. I figured they were probably related. Mm-hmm. Bigger one here, though. Todd Bridges is 60.
Whoa!
He's on Different Strokes. Come on. 60?
Yes,
all right.
I know.
Holy man. We also have Adam Carolla, 61. We're going to go ahead and skip that line note because that's kind of whatever. Perry Gilpin is 64. Perry played Roz on Frasier.
Yes.
There's a couple of other ones on here, and then there's some big ones that are not with us any longer but we don't try to concentrate on those too much. Who else do you see, Dave?
Neil Finn, 67, lead singer of Crowded House. So you know what that means. I'm going to go mess with the playlist, Dave, further this morning because, you know, we got to play a little Crowded House. I mean, you don't want to dream it's over, right? And so they also had something
not 1986,
so strong.
You didn't.
Yes. let's see. We had Eric Bischoff, 70. He was involved with the WWF back in the day. And let's see, we have Richard Schiff, 70. He's Dr. Glassman on The Good Doctor and Toby Ziegler on West Wing. And we have another one here. I'll let you take this one, Emily. This one is quite the birthday.
Yeah, Lee Merriweather is 90 years old. One of the three Catwomen to Adam West's Batman. So that's some old school Batman, just saying.
Right?
She was only in the movie version of the old school TV show, though. On the actual series, it was Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt. What? I did not know that. Oh my gosh.
What?
I did not know that. I'm such a fan of Eartha Kitt, but I did not know she was in the original Batman. Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't
That's
either.
Cool.
That is
I love
so
when we learn
cool.
stuff on our own morning show. This
Me
is
too.
Great.
You
this
know,
is great.
I saw Lee Merriweather was having a birthday. I didn't read all the commentary because some of these that like you and I had talked about, we went over some of the. Someone was snarky when they wrote this list this morning. And so that is yeah. one of those that I didn't read all the stuff. And I'm like, holy buckets, that is something. So, wow.
That's cool. Yeah,
that
I had no
is
idea.
Cool.
I had no idea.
And so now it's very interesting. We're at May 27th, and just for some perspective, we're 19 days away from Father's Day and 38 days away from Independence Day, a.k.a. July 4th. And I'm like, wow, we just celebrated Memorial Day yesterday. And we're 38 days away from July 4th. That tells you how fast summer's going to cruise by, Emily.
Yeah, summer does cruise by. And I feel like the weather this spring has been really great. So I've been trying to enjoy some of the kind of summerish activities in the spring because I do prefer this cooler weather to the hot, hot, hot summer days. Although once it gets that way, it's like, all right, just go for it. Get by water. Get in the water. Cool yourself down. You know, do the things. Know you're going to be hot. Know you're going to get bit by mosquitoes and just deal with it, right? But this weather has been great. It's been a little cool, but it's been warm enough to be able to get out and do some of that summer stuff without the like sunburn and mosquito bites and all that stuff. So that's been great. But so in that I feel like, I don't know if you know, it's possible to do this, but just kind of extending the summer activities on either side, right? Getting out on the water if you can, or getting a camping trip in or whatever earlier in the year and not just stuck in those summer months because it goes by so fast. And if you do it kind of like, you know, summer holiday to summer holiday or those kind of milestone days that you have throughout the season, it does. It feels like it's, or if you, you know, you have so many plans throughout the summer, all of a sudden you're like, already planning into like late August and it's in May, you know,
right.
Like, what, how do I already have plans for the whole, you know, so you just got to take it slow if you can, take a day at a time and not try to crowd those important days together and only find those, you know, couple of weeks in between. Cause you know, we all love our seasons here in Wisconsin, but you know, there's so much stuff we want to try to pack in the summertime because it's short. It really
it
is, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some exciting news on Monday. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited. It's already going to be June. There's some things happening June 1st and then June 2nd. We're going to have a big announcement on the morning show. So we're looking
forward
to
that. Well, this is great news because I don't have any idea what he's talking about as usual.
You do.
I do? Okay.
Yeah.
We talk about a lot of things, so I'm just not sure which exciting thing we're referring to, which is great. I'm just excited. It's great. I'll just stay that way.
I'm just going to give the hint to all of our listeners. We're going to power up our morning show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I do know what we're talking about. It is exciting. Yeah, we're just going to leave that alone.
Yes.
We're going to power up the morning show.
We're going to power up our Monday morning show. That's the hint I have for all of you. And I knew that would get you thinking too, Emily. So that was...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's early on Tuesday morning. And we got to keep reminding yourself, Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. And a quick reminder is a reminder, if you live in the city of Baraboo and your normal garbage pickup day was Monday, they're picking that up today. Tuesday will be picked up on Wednesday, so forth and so on. So if Friday's your pickup day, put those carts out for Saturday morning. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Oh, man. I'm just eyeing up this dog right now, and I'm melting.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and
yes.
I mean, obviously the cat, too, but like
that
the dog.
Just,
oh, he looks like he should be in the movies.
He does.
Kind of like a Benji.
Yeah, he does. That dog, when I saw that come in over the weekend, I'm like, oh, my goodness. So we'll talk about those at 8:10. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We're also going to celebrate some of those celebrity birthdays with a little Outkast and Crowded House coming up next on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with high mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ, games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-In, Drive-In Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. raf-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday, again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're serving up full flavor and full value. Get certified Angus beef boneless Eye of the Round steaks, just $4.99 a pound, and petite sirloin steaks at $5.49 a pound. Hungry now? Grab some Kretschmar ham off the bone at $5.99 a pound, and Bakery Fresh silver dollar rolls at only $1.99 a dozen. And don't forget dessert, fresh baked strawberry rhubarb pies, 8-inch, $4.99 each. Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight. Great meals start here.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? I can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together because we don't know.
so why yo, why yo, why yo, why yo, why yo, are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here? Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Liverpool, England, a car plowed down a crowded street, injuring dozens of people. ABC's Ian Pannell's on the scene.
The city celebrating Liverpool Football Club's historic league championship win. Hundreds of thousands of fans filling the streets, a sea of red, cheering the victorious team. Then, police say, around 6 p.m, as the parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle ploughing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle, trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
Police say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting in Philadelphia last night. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, Milwaukee County is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years, and Dane County is facing a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year. Governor Tony Evers is touting the success of recent virtual job fairs for federal